RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
I'm pretty good at this stuff.
What are you talking about, dude?
So, Sid Luckman was not the last quarterback.
For the Bears?
For the Bears.
I've been dying to know.
George Blanda. However, don't we consider George Blanda a Raider?
I don't consider him anything, to be honest with you. I haven't even thought about George Blanda, I think, ever in my life. Respectfully.
You're an ass.
Don't say that, dude. I'm not an ass.
You're an ass.
Just haven't thought about him.
I understand.
You know?
I'm just saying. We were just thinking, who's the last quarterback to make the Hall of Fame?
You were thinking about who was the last quarterback to make the Hall of Fame. I wasn't thinking about that.
Okay.
I had no interest in it. Wasn't a thing for me.
All right.
Oh, man. So here's who's making us. So one person is not making a stink, but a stink seems to be being made around them.
Oh, they're in the periphery of a stink?
Right. And I just thought to myself,
while not making a stink firsthand,
right,
they seem to be in the periphery of a stink.
It appears a stench is being made around them. And that is,
can we get a name?
That is one Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, who, of course, quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hit piece that came out against him last week.
Against
Lamar? Him in the Baltimore Sun. And I was like, huh, really?
Wow.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Okay.
Because they were talking about, oh, Lamar, they're at a crossroads with him. Some longtime reporter from Baltimore. I think his name is Mike Preston. And in his piece, he's like, oh, Lamar Jackson. This is always a favorite. You know how you, when you want to put stink on a quarterback, you know what you say they do, Leroy?
What?
Play video games late at night. You play video games late at night, you can't be a franchise quarterback. So this is like, oh, he plays video games late at night.
What about
falls asleep
meetings? What about going out and getting drunk?
No, that you would be better off partying your ass off as a quarterback, okay, you know, or you know, enjoying the nightlife as a quarterback. You'd be better off doing that than playing video games late at night.
All right.
If you were in the comfort of your own home, are playing Halo too long, you can't beat the Steelers.
Okay.
So this piece is like, oh, he plays video games. He's falling asleep in meetings. Not a morning person. They have to have practice in the afternoon because Lamar doesn't like morning practice. And then they
practice do suck.
Fine. No one's here. I'm just saying what the piece said. They also were like, oh, John Harbaugh has to lie to the media to protect his ego because he'll disassociate. He'll go in a shell.
Mm-hmm. All things that are very accurate with quarterbacks.
But I was like, okay.
Wait. Hmm? We could be having the same conversation, not the video game part, but all the stuff after that. If I take and I say Tua, Mike McDaniel has to protect his feelings. Mike McDaniel has to do this. We just the same thing. Like,
yeah, but
it's the face of your franchise.
One's a two-time MVP.
No, I'm just saying, like, but let's not make it sound like when you have your star player, you aren't accommodating.
Oh, sure.
Right?
But here's the thing. they've already kind of had their. Remember when the quarter, when the contract thing was going on? Remember?
Yep.
He was free to go to any other team, and nobody wanted Lamar Jackson. Crazy, crazy ass.
And then he won MVP after that.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he did. But here was the interesting thing, very interesting, by one Mike Preston. Let me get the little blurb here. He wrote, "The Ravens should look at possible trades, which could net them 2 or 3 first-round picks. Jackson would love to play in Miami, where quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is no longer the starter, possibly Las Vegas, where Brady is a partial owner of the Raiders and has shown fondness for him. Baltimore should also draft a young quarterback in the early rounds."
So,
and I got to tell you, Leroy, when I saw Lamar Jackson wants to be down here, of course, South Florida native, I got to tell you, it was around Christmas, I think the story came out, and it felt like a Christmas miracle to me. It felt like Santa Claus had dropped off a possibility of all our worries being wiped away.
Pump your brakes.
Why, dude?
Okay. Here's where you and other fans get a little, because there's an 800, there's a 1,200-pound gorilla in the room. You know what that gorilla's name is?
What's that?
$74 million.
And?
You got to get around that.
Figure it out.
No, figure you can't.
It, baby.
Vlad,
figure it out.
Vlad, see, this is why you can't have. He's a child.
Figure it out.
He's a child.
Figure it out, baby.
How? Give me one solution to fixing it.
I don't know. Figure it out. It's not my job. I want Lamar
I'm
Jackson.
I'm telling you.
If Lamar Jackson wants me, I want Lamar Jackson.
And you want to give up first round picks? You realize. Hold on. You realize that if you give up 2 or 3 first round picks.
Yeah.
And you give up 74 to 75 million.
Yeah.
That you're not going to be as good as the team he just left.
Debatable. We've got some building blocks. Looks like he's got a nice, a solid O-line in front of him all of a sudden. Got a great running back. Maybe Waddle will actually be a number one receiver. And let's not make it first-round picks. What if I put names to it, okay? I'm not saying we trade these names. I'm just saying you get caught up with – people get caught up with the picks too much, okay? Let me give you some names.
I think I'm getting ready to check them out.
Let me give you some names along the way.
Go.
If you were to say, would you give up Kenneth Grant, Chop Robinson, Noah Igbinoghene, Deion Jordan? These were all first-round picks. Charles Harris. These were all first-round picks at one point. You put names to them, not as sexy.
Why'd you skip over Christian Wilkins?
Just the illusion. Well, he's not playing right now. What's going on there?
Yeah. So, no.
By the way, do you trust the Raiders after what happened with Max Crosby? See, Max Crosby's making a stink because they shut him down involuntarily.
Yeah, because he ain't gonna reach his numbers.
I just don't think he wanted to be benched. I don't even know if it had to do with numbers.
Maybe they just wanted to protect him.
No, maybe they want to protect the fact that they might have a top 2 pick.
I kind of feel like they wanted to protect.
Send him home. They're gonna pay him. Like, go enjoy your early offseason.
He needs surgery. Might as well get the surgery now.
Dr. Box said Wilkins on the weird list.
We don't know that he's on the weird list. It's been alleged.
Okay, so here we go.
Why can't you let
me have
fun?
Stop.
Why can't you let me have fun?
Because that's not fun.
It is fun.
It's not.
Lamar Jackson would be fun.
Yes, but the reality of it is I don't know if you can make that happen and still have a team that's going to be competitive.
Ah, come on.
That's a conversation. That's a conversation. That dude, this is meaningful. Everybody gets mad at me. That's your meaningful conversation. That's your meaningful. That's your meaningful back and forth.
Why can't we let Steve Ross?
You know what? I'm having it up, trying to break it down. I was like, okay, these are things that have to happen.
Come on.
That's it. That's his response.
No, come on, dude. Let's have some fun.
That's the name of the
That's not fun.
It is fun.
You think it's fun, but it would be miserable.
No way, dude. Having Lamar Jackson, you can tell me a lot of things you can't tell me would be miserable.
Dude, if you don't have any players around him, you'll be miserable.
We got players.
No, you don't.
We got players.
No, you don't.
Make it happen.
Now, would you have to get rid of?
We got cheat on the cheapskis, okay?
You're making assumptions.
I'm putting a plan in place.
You can't. Here. Let's not assume all of the chain reaction things so you can get what you
want.
I'm
putting a blueprint together for Stephen Ross.
Okay, give me it. Let's let's hear your blueprint.
Okay, here's the blueprint. We call up the Ravens and be like, saw that hit piece you put on him. You know, Stephen Ross has always wanted him. You know, that's been rumored. Stephen Ross wanted to draft him on draft night. And Stephen Ross, you know what he's done, Leroy? Stephen Ross has sat on his hands idly by, and he's watched a lot of idiots ruin his great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
He watched, he had Bruce Beal ruin Tom Brady, got caught tampering. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's had Brian Flores not want to meet with Tom Brady.
Wait. This explains it all. RVA Richie, thank you, my man. You have a concept of a plan.
I have a concept of a plan. So all I'm saying is Stephen Ross has wanted Lamar Jackson. He's 86 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. That's old, all right? There's old and there's 86-year-old old.
Okay, but if you get rid of all the support staff and you bring in a star quarterback, you're still not going to win.
Support staff? We just give away some picks. No bigs, baby. What do we do? Those picks could end up being busts. Mm-hmm. Think about giving up four first-round busts instead, and I got to guarantee Lamar Jackson, quarterback of your Miami Dolphins. And you're sitting here telling me that you're not interested in that?
No.
You
not,
wouldn't be a little
not
intrigued?
Until you tell me what you're going to do with the $75 million.
I don't know about the money. I'm not good at that. I don't. But
that's the most important thing.
He gets what he deserves. You know, he's
no, I'm telling you, he's making $75
million. Yeah, pay him his money.
Okay. What?
Can we do a swap skis with the Tua contract? They take that on and then they can cut him after a year?
Dude.
That's what the picks are for.
Hey. Do understand you're going to lose $75 million in your cap and first rounders.
Dude, our cap's already sunk. Cap's damage is done.
So you think adding another $50 million to it or $30 million to it is going to make it better?
No, I think adding Lamar Jackson is going to make it better. Why doesn't Stephen Ross get to have some fun every once in a while? All right? They didn't let him get Jim Harbaugh. They didn't let him tamper. He didn't let him get Tom Brady. He's wanted Lamar Jackson. He wanted to draft Lamar Jackson.
I literally.
What?
Can I just tell you, this reminds me of a story at Publix.
Do tell.
When my daughter was younger, it was around Thanksgiving. We go into Publix. Right? And she approached something very similar to you. Because you know they have that section in the front.
Oh, the eye.
Daddy. Daddy, I want the gummy bears right there. Those aren't gummy bears. I want those gummy bears. Those aren't gummy bears. Those are the little fruits that you put in fruitcake. They're not sweet.
Jujubes?
I don't know what they are. They're disgusting.
Okay.
Okay? I said, let's go on aisle three. I'll get you some actual gummy bears. I want those gummy bears. So I'm fighting with my daughter in Publix, knowing damn well she doesn't want.
So you saying Tobin's a 10-year-old girl?
Child.
Okay.
A child.
Okay.
He is. Because all you see is the end result. You don't see how to get there. Okay. And then that means that.
I am seeing how to get there. We'll make it happen. We'll give
it. No! We may. That's. Dude, you don't realize how much you're going to hamstring your team. You know, you need two people to restructure.
They don't want him anymore. Why put out hit pieces like this if you wanted him around? Somebody wants to leak Lamar Jackson is lazy, and I don't like it.
So are you saying, Tobin? All right, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to join your side.
Not the same Lamar Jackson, better than those gummy bears.
I'm going to join your side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Could it be that somebody's putting this piece out so that the Ravens have to make a selection between John Harbaugh or Lamar Jackson?
Perhaps. It could be the Harbaugh camp is because it seems like Harbaugh could be on the outs and that they're coming to the conclusion.
So basically you're saying we want your coach or your quarterback?
Yes.
Because that's what Miami – that's what I'm saying.
You would rather the coach?
No.
You'd rather the quarterback?
I'd rather the quarterback.
The coach. Have you seen
I'd rather
the
Lamar
facts.
Jackson be a player coach than John Harbaugh.
Have you seen the Carfax on your quarterback? That you're the
Carfax, every quarterback you're gonna get is gonna be a little
like,
banged up, baby.
Dude, see Vlad.
Every one of them.
This is why you can't have real conversations.
Little hamstring pull this year. No bigs.
All you see is the gummy bears.
No.
You don't know that they're gummy bears for fruitcake.
He's going to be fine.
They're not gummy bears for personal enjoyment.
Science has done wonders.
You're a fruitcake gummy bear guy.
I'm not a fruitcake gummy bear guy. I'm not, dude. I'm telling you.
You're Furibo. Dude.
I'm telling you. Dude, I'm not here. I am not disparaging anybody who wants Lamar Jackson. Sounds I'm like not.
Disparaging me.
But in order to want something like that, you do have to understand what it would take to actually get him before you make a decision. It can't just be like, I don't care. Because you know what you're going to say not? Next year? Lamar Jackson, he lost it.
I don't think he did lose it.
He's been banged up last couple of years.
Great, fewer picks to give up.
No. Good. You're already saying two or three first rounders.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
How is that fewer?
Whatever it takes.
So let me get this straight. You're willing to give up two or three first-round picks for $75 million contract and a guy who hasn't played a full season in 3 years.
No, that's not true.
He didn't play all the games last year.
What, he missed one game?
He's missed as many games as two has missed over the last 3 years.
Nah,
bro.
He's been more
durable. No, he hasn't. Dude, you are crazy. See, this is the thing you overlook. Let's not overlook the facts so you can get what you want.
I want him.
Fruitcake gummy bear guy versus aisle five. Can we just walk down aisle five and let you see, you know, different scenarios that maybe not involve these?
All right, great. What are you going to show me? Ewers? That's delicious.
No.
Let's go. He's mixed six games in 2022.
Uh-huh.
Missed five games in 2021, and he's missed.
See, that's a long time ago.
He's missed three games this season.
Okay, what about the years between that?
This is like the first missed year one game in 2019 for rest. Missed one game in 2020 because of COVID. Missed five games in 2021. Ankle sprain illness. Missed six games in 2022. PCL sprain in knee. 2023, no games missed. 2024, one game rest. And then this year, three games with a hamstring and a back contusion.
Sounds like he's been
hamstring and back contusion.
Sounds like he's turned that around. Couple years solid. Dude,
seems like the last three years.
And I'm not. Wow. I hate looking at the chat.
Why?
Because I just looked over at a quick glance just to see what streets are saying.
Mm-hmm.
That white guy that Michigan hired, impressive. That was the first.
Kyle Whittingham.
Whittingham, dude.
Yeah. He's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, the problem is I'm not discouraging you from wanting him.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to have real talk about what it's going to take.
Discourage everything that I want. If I told you
Don't never understand the real talk of what it's going to take to get him or what it's going to cost your team.
If I want,
that's the part you overlook.
Okay, so if
the most important aspects of it.
If I wanted to trade up three first-round picks to go get Fernando Mendoza, you'd yell at me for that too.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're not just a quarterback away.
You're not?
No, you're not.
This quarterback was terrible.
And name a time that a team has traded multiple draft picks to move up in the draft and get a guy. And it's paid off.
How many they give up for Josh Allen to move up for him?
Swap picks and one pick next year. That's it.
That's multiple picks.
No, it's not.
That's multiple picks.
No, it's not.
No, you're swapping.
You're swapping.
It's not multiple.
You just said technically, it's a swap.
Technically, it's only for one.
That's two first round picks.
No, it's goodbye. I'm like, dude, please, can you? This is why we can't have a conversation. This
you don't ever want to have any conversations of consequence.
No, I want
we
you.
We can't sit here idly by.
I want you to be real about what you're asking.
I am being real.
Okay, how are you going to make it happen?
All right. We're going to restructure the contract.
Whose contract?
You can't restructure it.
We can restructure
it. Whose contract?
Let me ask you a question. If your boss came and said, we're giving you a lot of money that is guaranteed next year, why don't you restructure it? You're going to say, hell no.
But whose contract you're restructuring?
Lamar's. We're going to make him – we'll give him his money.
He wants more.
Oh, give him more. That's fine. Flat. He deserves it.
We can't have
– He wants $65 million.
He should get that.
Okay, so you're going to give him $65.
I would just like
– Even though you owe 99 to two?
I would just like you to have a reasonable conversation.
Do you realize how much money that he sold a piece of the Dolphins for? Why are you worried about Stephen Ross's pockets? He don't care.
Salary cap.
Clearly you don't.
It's not.
He don't care.
He may not care about the money, but the salary cap
the
is
damage
real.
Is done on the salary cap.
No, it's not.
It's done. It's already been done.
So what are you saying?
Fix
just
it.
Blow it. Blow over it.
We'll figure it out. That's not my job.
I'm asking. See, this is what he does, Vlad. This is what I want. Let's make it do. Mm-hmm. How are you going to fix it? Not my job.
It's not my job.
It's not your job to pick talent either.
Leroy, when it's not your money, it's not your job.
It's not my job. And he doesn't care about the money.
But I'm trying to.
Why do you care about his money?
It's not that I care about the money. Here's what I care about. I care about the lasting effects of farming, getting rid of everything, or the farming the system, or doing all that.
We've had the bevy of picks. That didn't work either.
Huh?
We've had the bevy of picks. Didn't work either.
I mean,
we tried your way. Now try my way.
Do you understand? If you get a quarterback and don't have talent around him, he's not going to be very
talent. He's got some talent. He's got Achan. Got to pay Achan too. Got a problem with that?
No,
he doesn't deserve his money.
I didn't say. See, dude, like I just hate like.
You just don't let me have fun.
He broke you down, Leroy. He broke you down.
No, you know what? Can I just tell you, Vlad? It's a stupid conversation.
I get it.
And this is stupid.
But you know
who. And so I'm done.
When the Leroy.
You know who
you. I don't want to win. I don't
want to
win.
You won. You won. You broke him down.
It's stupid.
You broke him down.
It's not stupid. You know what? You know what? For once, I would like to have a conversation with you where you're not a child.
Okay, dude.
That will never happen. Come on,
let me have an adult conversation with you. Let me have an adult conversation.
No.
If the money,
can we go to
if
break?
The, no,
it's
no,
break
no.
time.
It's not break time. I mean, technically, it's break time.
Yeah, it's break time. You're a child. I want it. You want.
If the
you
money
want
was,
the gummy bears, fruitcake gummy bears.
No,
that's what you want. You don't care.
If the money,
I want the gummy bears.
For real,
I'll figure it out.
Listen,
I'll figure out what they taste like after I get them.
Choose what you're scared of, though. Are you scared of the money or are you scared of the player? So, if the money wasn't an issue, you could make the money work. Would you want Lamar Jackson? Would you trade for Lamar Jackson?
Here's the part that scares me the most, and teams don't look into this enough. If you have to give up too many assets for one player, that player doesn't have the resources around him to win. And for you to just make the assumption, just go get more players. Oh, I'll pay somebody. It doesn't work that way. It never has.
Cheat on the cheapskies. Okay.
You're making an assumption.
He's got new Mark Andrews down here in Dulcich.
You're making – look, so
new
now
Mark
he's
Andrews?
Trying to hype.
You're making up weapons for Trump so that he can come.
2 seconds ago, he didn't even know who Dulce de Leche was. And now all of a sudden, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's new Mark Andrews.
What's his name? Dulce de Leche?
Oh, my God.
Dulce de Leche.
Dr. Toboggan says, don't sleep on the weasel. Imagine weasel.
The weasel. wait. Last week. You wanted to escort him off the property.
Oh, you didn't even know if he was an intangible or not.
Hey, wait. See? I know. You guys too young to remember the Herschel Walker trade?
And?
It didn't work!
Wait a minute.
Running back.
You gave up a whole bunch. Well, how about the Ricky Williams trade?
It wasn't the fact. Everybody forgets the Herschel Walker trade. The only reason why it worked is because they traded them players. And they didn't re-sign none of those players because they didn't keep none of the players that was traded
they
for Herschel.
Them.
They got draft picks for them.
Right.
Yeah. That's a different time.
Draft picks. So it's the same. I mean, look, if you didn't re-sign those players, it's the equivalent to trading for draft picks.
I also like how he says you guys are too young to remember the Herschel Walker trade when Leroy was in the draft with his replacement.
It's true.
Take a break. Back after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.